Welcome to the Property Couch, where each week you get to listen to two of Australia's leading property experts. Bryce Holdaway, co-host of Location, Location, Location Australia on Foxtel's Lifestyle Channel, and Ben Kingsley, Chair of Property Investment Professionals of Australia and the 2014 and 2015 Property Investment Advisor of the Year.
All right, folks, happy Australia Day on the Property Couch. What else is it? It's our 100th episode on Australia Day. Oh, I tell you what. Aren't we know how to do production?
Oh, aren't we a bunch of clowns?
We are A1 production.
I know.
Hello, listeners. We are celebrating a number of things today. Australia Day. And also our 100th episode. Do you remember Shane Warne when he got out for 99 at the Wacker and that young kid threw his hat on the ground? You don't know because you don't follow cricket. It was livid. But we made it to 100,
mate. We got through the
nervous 90s.
I saw that on the news. So he went for the tonk, didn't he?
He did go for the tonk.
And then say he was silly.
But you see that young kid in Perth, he's just grabbed his... He was just devastated. But, today is Australia Day. So we wonder how many people will actually be listening to us today.
Oh, I reckon there'd be a few.
You reckon?
No, I reckon there'd be other people doing a lot better things than listen to us.
I know. They're probably listening to this on Friday, but we have made it. Ivis, can you believe it? We made it. But, Ben, here's some interesting facts about Australia.
Do tell.
In 2005, the government issued a ban on saying the word mate at Parliament House.
Stop it.
The ban lasted 20...
Mate.
What are they thinking? But the ban lasted 24 hours before it was overturned.
You know, who introduced that? That's un-Australian.
Oh, no, 2005, who was the Prime Minister?
Was it the Prime Minister? No, someone in Parliament's introduced it. Who's that? That's un-Australian.
That's un-Australian.
Go back to...
You call them bulldust?
Call them bulldust on that.
No, you call them bulldust. Bulldust. Do you know there are three times as many sheep as people living in Australia? We think the gag's all about New Zealand. But here it is in Australia.
Three times. You've been on Googs.
If you ever get attacked by a crocodile, this is for you, Crystal. Push your finger in its eye and it will let go immediately. If you can stay that composed and you can push the crocodile in the eye.
Someone got taken by a croc last week, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, they...
Well, they weren't listening to it.
Well, they were trying this little... They're trying to be smart. There's this little crossing in the Northern Territory, right? They all sit there right on the road. It's very dangerous, right? And Mr. turned up and he's no longer with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Mate, have you noticed the Australian ocker voice Ben's got on?
Oh, well, you know, I just sort of...
I don't think you're in character.
I love it.
No worries, Cobber. Do you know former Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke once held the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest beer sculling?
I was going to say, I knew that one.
How many?
How many did he scull?
How many pints in 11 seconds?
Three.
Two and a half.
Ooh,
that's a good effort.
That's an open gullet, that's just straight down.
On a related note, the average Australian drinks 83 litres of beer a year.
Good on
And
them.
Will eat the equivalent of 18 full cows and 90 full sheep in his or her lifetime.
Say that again. That's pretty interesting.
83 litres. 83 litres of beer a year on average.
Oh my God.
And will eat the equivalent of 18 full cows and 90 full sheep in his or her lifetime.
Hmm. Well, it's Australia Day, they'll be lambing it up today, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, lambing it up.
Kekovic would be happy.
He would.
And my last little interesting fact for you.
Yeah.
Whilst mining is one of the biggest industries in Australia, more land is covered by pubs than mines.
Stop it. Yeah. That is a great stat.
Yeah.
That one's out of...
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. More square metre dirt. So you brought it back to property. I love the way you brought it back to property.
It's got to be finished back
to property. More square metres of real estate than the mines.
Mm. So there you go, folks. So I hope you're having a great Australia Day as we recognise how unbelievably lucky we are to be living in Australia.
Yeah.
Right. And folks, hang on right till the end of this episode because we are going to announce the winner of our Facebook competition, Ben.
We are. Someone's going to get a chance to sit down with us and talk property.
Talk property. They're going to give us their details. We'll give them a strategy.
Money smarts.
All that sort of stuff.
Give them some guidance.
And I've got to say, this particular person spread the love. Mate, we've had a lot to celebrate, I've got to say, in 100 episodes.
We have.
Listen to the guest lineup: Bradley Beer, Peter Kalizos, Carolyn Wright, Steve Waters, Frank Azzopardi, Philip Tarrant, Chris Gray, Jane Slack-Smith, Kieran Clare, Damian Collins, Veronica Morgan, Stuart Weems, Dr. Andrew Wilson, Tim Lawless, Rich Harvey, Nerida Connorsby, Prue Muirhead, Jennifer Duke, and we've got a very exciting guests coming up.
We have to launch into the new 100. The next hundred.
Yeah.
Are we gonna share?
Yeah, I reckon we should share.
All right, well, you go.
Jan Summers, folks.
Jan Summers.
The very woman who got me into property from back in the '90s. I've written about it in the book.
Yep.
I'm finally getting to meet her.
Which is wonderful.
And the initial conversation that we're gonna have with her is gonna be recorded here.
On the couch. Sounds brilliant. So yes, it's been a great thing. So, you know, shout out to you, mate. You said let's, you know, sit down, let's teach people how to do property and let's record it and maybe people can take away some of the content.
So yeah, well,
it was
mate,
a brilliant idea and I respect you for it.
Oh, well, mate, thank you for that. I definitely think that everyone is the better for having listened to you as the Property Investment Advisor of the Year for 14 and 15. But
is this where we get to pump each other's tyres up?
That was a little pillow fluff, wasn't it?
Oh, just a little. Yeah. So can I return to it? Mate, some of the gold that you've delivered.
No.
I mean, fantastic. We need a compilation of that. So, well, yeah, it's all good.
So we're going to just shout out to the listeners. Today is a celebration. Mode,
yeah.
Because we started this podcast to help people make better decisions, or Ben, as you would say,
don't do dumb things with money.
Don't do dumb things.
You got
with
me
money.
There because I was having a little quick sip of water.
That's why I did it, to be honest. So today we want to read out the reason why we do this, Ben. So it's a little self-indulgent, but just to share with the listeners, after 100 episodes, this just provides us with enormous joy. It was sent
what
to us by Greg. Hi, Bryce and Ben, and in brackets, of course, the Stig.
Mm.
So,
yes, we need to talk about that.
Yeah,
don't we?
Yes.
She needs to say something.
Yes.
Because otherwise, she's quitting.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. She did say that, didn't she?
And Crystal, who's our assistant producer, she'll step up.
Yep. So we'll get to that at the end, mate.
Yes, we'll get to that. This is a self-indulgent piece. Just a couple of words of us. That's all we need. So, other than your little giggle in the background that you hear if you turn it right up.
Yeah, every now and then.
Just get that little bit.
She gets very shy, doesn't she?
She's moving us on. She's giving us that whole move on.
With the big 100th coming up, I thought I'd share my story, which is not so much about a change in the property we bought, but more so about a property we chose not to sell, lending we decided to change, and reviews we decided to do. Brief background on us.
Please.
Bought first investment property in 2003. It was a house.
Good on them.
Bought the second one in 2006. 3 years later, it was a house.
Good on them.
Bought the third one 7 years later in 2010, and it was a unit.
Okay.
All properties are in Adelaide, and all of our lending was with one bank, in brackets, one of the majors, close brackets, with properties all cross-collateralised.
There they go again, those banks.
Imagine them doing that. On the positive side, we did have all of the lending set up as interest only at an 80% lend, in brackets, not a fan of mortgage insurance.
No. Understood.
With all rental income going into reducing our non-deductible debt on our PPR. Prior to listening to your podcast, we were considering selling the third property as it was an emotional buy, in brackets, from our grandmother's deceased estate.
Mm.
At a bit of a peak in Adelaide and has caused us some grief. First experience with a tough strata group, lots of learning there. And a few other issues with the property that was costing us money. After listening to your podcast, we have completely changed our direction.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, we realised the unit, whilst not really growing from a capital value perspective like we would want to, did meet many of your other criteria. The important thing about Adelaide is it had 5 years of flat and starting to move.
Yeah,
so watch the space.
Watch this space.
Bullet point one, it's an older, in brackets, large, two-bedder flat.
Love it.
Two, it's in a group of 10. In brackets, two-story with a large balcony overlooking a leafy avenue and has a small garage out the back.
Nice.
I'm hearing tick so far.
Tick, tick.
It's in a leafy suburb called Toorak Gardens, about 2 kilometres east of Adelaide. I can reassure you, Greg, that I've helped a client buy a flat in Toorak Gardens.
Well, that's tick, tick there.
Significant suburb.
I've heard it from the best.
Surrounded by large heritage character homes. So instead, we've decided to hold, realised the loss we would make from turning over inside 5 to 6 years was going to be significant, and have instead done a small reno. Updated original kitchen from the 60s and replaced all carpet with a floating timber floor, which has enabled us to attract a more professional type of tenant at a better weekly rent.
Loving it.
So far, so good.
So.
Secondly, we interviewed and found ourselves an investment-savvy mortgage broker who has refinanced and uncrossed all of our loans away from the major bank to a second-tier lending group.
Round of applause.
I agree. At a rate 1.15% lower, which will save us, here we go, $11,000 per annum based on a current rate differential between the two. I mean, straight into the Money Smart system, that's enormous.
11 grand.
Feedback so far?
Well, good. That's another property, potentially. That's like, if you think about it, that's another, you know, that's cash flow.
I like it.
Love it.
I like what you say. As a part of the above, we've had all properties revalued and realised we have about 300,000 up our sleeve if we moved our limits back out to 80% LVR, loan to valuation ratio, of new vows, so we have a pre-approval in place for this and are now considering our next move, in brackets, which may be interstate, so we might need to give Bryce a call. Finally, we have also engaged a pay-for-service financial planner to review our super, insurance, wills, etc., and build a cash flow plan for the next 35 years to ensure we all have the defence side sorted as well. Shut the gate.
Shut the gate. That's it.
We are on fire.
You all listening, everyone? This is how you do it.
So for us, a massive change in direction. And to be honest, we now actually have some direction versus what I would have described as doing something as we, in brackets, actually initially my wife bought her first investment property with her sister when she was 17 years old.
Good on her.
That set us up to build our first house. Knew we needed more than just super in retirement. And we're lucky enough to have the disposable income to enable us to buy properties, but not really with any sort of purpose. Much of this is due to your podcasts and book. So as I finish this and realise there is way too much info for Ben to read. He didn't say that.
I would have lost interest at this point.
What you want for the podcast, just wanted to say a massive thanks. I've learnt more in a year of listening and reading to you both than I could have imagined. And as someone now well and truly planning for my retirement, in brackets, I'm 47, I feel good about I've got some direction for the next decade. Keep up the great work and look forward to the next 100.
Keep up the great work, mate. That is it.
Mate.
So strategically unpacked it, looked at each component of it, the A, B, C, D, and basically put it all back together and now has a plan.
Mm.
That's it. A plan to become what you plan to become.
Oh, there's another piece of
gold. Oh, love it.
I think the important thing there is, Ben, we genuinely just, we want to change people's lives.
Love it.
And we want to help people. Yep. And that's changed Greg's life and put him on a path so that when he gets to whatever his retirement age is, he's got more choices. So that is just... So again, folks, I do apologise that it does sound a little self-indulgent, but it's just the whole reason that we did this podcast was for that very story, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the whole reason that we exist as professionals in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in our own business, we actually measure the number of people we help, you know, as well as we obviously have to measure the financials because it keeps the lights on. But we're actually more interested in the number of people that we help as the main measure in terms of changing their lives. So that's it. You know, we're in the business of looking after people, and we can't do everyone in Australia. We understand that. So this is our vehicle to look after them.
We had an interesting chat over the weekend via text, you and I, which was another thing. Oh, I was, he actually responded.
I know.
Not only did he respond to the text, it was an exchange. It was a three-text exchange from Ben.
Yeah, put it into perspective.
Put it into perspective.
I'm about to go and have an operation on my back, so I've been laid up, ladies and gentlemen, so she's not good, the old back, anymore.
We're harking back to episode 4 and 5.
I know. So we're going back in for, you know, two blokes to stick their hands in my back again. So I'm laid up. So hence
is that why you responded?
So I'm sitting there alone on my back going, a bit bored. And then I got a couple of texts me. Normally, you know, with the kids having a swim or something.
So I read a book, and it was about, so what it talked about for good companies going to great.
Yep.
Talked about what key performance indicator you focus on. Oh. And do you remember we were...
Jim Collins, mate. Good to great. You haven't looked at that one.
I've got a life hack. You should see what... We've got some good stuff coming up.
For the next 100 episodes, we have got some good fun stuff.
Mindset, life hacks. We've got heaps coming.
Bulldust.
But I said to Ben, what was the indicator that you and I think this company... And it was about number of people helped.
Yeah.
And so it's just this congruence with the message.
Purpose, number of people's health, change of people's lives. It's so consistent with who we are and what we do.
But one thing's for sure, Ben.
Yes.
We have unpacked plenty of gold. And
have we?
Just to remind some of our listeners, just have a listen to this. No man, meaning human, no man with an experience is ever at the mercy of a man with a theory. So if the point of that is, I just say properties double in value, there's my theory.
Yeah.
But the experience is the facts don't lie.
Yes.
And the facts suggest that there's only three suburbs that have...
If you're buying an investment, there's no emotion. If you don't like green kitchens, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because if I find a property that's got a green kitchen and we can solve that challenge later, or maybe not even at all because you're never going to live in it.
Correct.
It's effectively a bricks and mortar bank account.
Yep.
But buying
for an owner... bricks and mortar bank account, I like that. Can we write that down somewhere? That
yeah, it's interesting that you comment on that, because during the week, I've used it a couple of times when I'm talking to a client, because there's, we always talk about the location doing 80% of the heavy lifting.
Yep.
And I've talked to a couple of clients this week about cracking properties that have done really well, but they look ugly.
Yeah, they're old ugly duckling.
And they're not going to pull the photos out at a barbecue and impress their friends with what they look like. But as I said to them, impress them with your ugly money, because they've delivered over time. When you're actually taking the second holiday or whatever it is that drives you, in 10 years' time when this property's performed,
yep,
and they're remembering the barbecue where they laughed at your photos, that's really what matters. So a bricks and mortar bank account is effectively what we're trying to find for an investor.
So 80% from the location, 20% from the property. Now that's a default position, okay? So if you pick the right area, but still pick an asset that isn't necessarily the right asset, you'll still get the uplift. Now the only disclaimer to that, or the only exception to that rule, is medium and high density accommodation.
So you actually have to realize that it's not going to come to you. Financial freedom is not for everyone unless you actually take steps forward to make it happen.
Get a qualification, son, and get a good job, and just bring home the bacon. Yeah, the world has changed.
The old rich dad, poor dad philosophy. So for me, be proactive. And I'd say, try to break conditioning, understand, and like you said, listen to the information we've got in the podcast and try and make better decisions around managing your money, and live for tomorrow as well as living for today. So the first habit is be proactive. So we're suggesting that you've got to get out of your chair and actually make something happen.
All right. So happiness comes from big rocks in the jar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, some of the critical points that we like to talk about is starting with your goal setting, and then there might be that big C word that has to pop in there every now and then.
Collingwood?
No, that's a good C word.
Compromise.
And it's okay to outsource the implementation and the execution. That's okay.
Yep.
People are time poor, or they might just want to employ someone who can do it better.
I like that.
But don't outsource your understanding. So, mate, fair to say there's a bit of gold there, yeah?
Yeah, I hope the listeners think there is, because that's the way in which we coach and teach and pass on our knowledge.
Well, there's a few others that I came up with. There's the famous one from you, people making dumb decisions. I mean, if anyone who's listening to this hasn't listened to episode one, they've got to hear you tee off.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there are people making dumb decisions with money, and they don't know that they are, and there's lazy money out there, so you've got to make your money work harder for you. I mean, you work so hard, going to work every day and doing your yards. What's your money doing for you?
What about your thoughts around people don't, the making the invisible visible? The people don't know that they have a problem.
It's a big trick. So obviously I've been able to sit in front of literally hundreds and hundreds of clients, and some people get it in terms of they understand that over the hill there's something that they need to think about. Others are like, you know what? It's just so far over the hill. It's not easy to think about, plan for, because there's a lot of, moving parts. Mm. So I put that in their sand, and they just think about what they can see and what they can do. And I just think that, when Christopher Columbus was sailing to find the Americas, Australia Day, Captain Cook was coming to, and found Australia.
What year?
Well, 1787. There you go. All over it. Typical Australia. In fact, I've got it on a tattoo on the back. Him coming into Botany Bay. But so the reality is they didn't know what they're doing. The Earth's round. They were sailing into the unknown, but they had confidence they were going to run into something.
Mm.
So that's the reality in terms of. They couldn't see beyond that, but they could actually knew that what they were, the great adventure that is. And that's the way people should look at this. It's like, okay, we've got a plan for this adventure.
Mm.
We've got a plan for this, lifestyle that we want to have. Put the big rocks in the jar, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what I get frustrated with, because those people who don't know that the problem that they've got are going to find out that they have the problem at 55 or 60 and go, holy crap. And that's no great. That's not great for them.
No, it's not great. We talked about fixing $10 haircuts, which was ultimately the analogy around don't go for cheaper service. It may cost you a bit more.
Yep.
We talked about investment savvy mortgage brokers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty simple that there are, you know, good bankers, there's good doctors, there's investment savvy mortgage brokers. So what we mean by that is that they understand property investing, they understand how there's tactical structuring and there's strategic thinking around how you would structure your mortgages around current borrowing power, future borrowing power, interest-only loans, money smarts piece that comes in with that, all interwoven into the fabric, and that's what a smart investment savvy each. Investment savvy mortgage broker will do.
There you go, folks. That's what back pain does to you. Here's your famous quote. I'll pick this one up for you.
All right.
Cash flows will tell the story.
Cash flows
will... Every question on Q&A day, just for out of interest, 26 Q&A sessions we did.
Ooh.
That was more than one in four.
That's great. And we'll continue that number because it's where... You know, people who are listening can relate to that. So cash flows do tell the story.
Mm.
They tell everything. And yet there are some assumptions that you need to make around those cash flows, and we've talked through those as well. So if you haven't gone back through those podcasts, listen to all the assumptions that we make because they build up the cash flow modelling. But, you know, it's no different than in any business. And this is, we're going into the business of investing for a wealthier tomorrow. So we've got to understand our cash flows.
We do. You got very passionate about the negative gearing debate in throughout the 100.
Yes, I did. So, here's the deal. You're hearing it for the very, very first time right now. I'm challenging Chris Bowen to a debate on negative gearing.
Okay.
I want the treasurer, the shadow treasurer. I want a debate with you. In fact, why don't you come on the podcast?
I'd love to have you on the podcast.
And let's talk about the benefits of negative gearing to the economy. And let's understand that it's not a tax strategy, it's a wealth creation strategy for households because they can't rely on the pension. So if you're out there, Mr. Bowen, your invitation is an open one to talk about negative gearing on our podcast. I'd love to hear your views because you think it's a revenue raiser and I'm saying you don't understand all the intricacies of what you're talking about. So please, open invitation, Mr. Bowen. There we go. So that's the first.
Well, they have to balance it off because I got an opportunity to talk to Scott Morrison.
Yes, you did.
Via the Money Magazine.
Money Magazine, yep.
So that's fair enough. Now, here's a test for you.
Please do.
What was the most used word on the podcast for the last 100 episodes?
Oh, that's a lay-down mazir, isn't it? Is it unpacked?
It is unpacked. It's definitely unpacked. So we unpacked a lot, Ben. Some pillars that we covered, the four in particular.
Go for it. So the asset selection, borrowing power, cash flow management, defence.
Exactly.
ABCD.
So we covered those off. We covered the five essential steps.
You're going to have to help me out.
Clarify,
evaluate, plan, implement, manage.
I knew I would need to help you. We talked about the difference between investment stock.
And investment grade. Yes, that's true. Oh, geez, it's good.
We talked about property spruikers, and to borrow the term that you said in a meeting last Thursday, it's like going to a barber and asking if you need a haircut.
Yeah, of course.
Going to a property spruiker is the same.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
We talked about the buyer's decision quadrant.
Yes, love that one. Absolutely love that one. So buyer's decision quadrant is about getting into the psychology of the buyer and looking at the four parts associated with that. So it's really important. We've got budget, we've got basically location, we've got land or style, and then we've got the actual physical dwelling on there. So if you can understand that, go back and listen to that episode because it's a cracker.
It is a very good episode. And then, of course, the other one that you were exceptionally passionate about was the game of property investing.
Yeah, so where we unpack the practicality test. So it's, again, you know, thinking more around the psychology of buying property. So, yes, I am definitely passionate about that. And, you know, behind the scenes, that's where we're spending a lot of our time in doing research around clusters of different types of people and what motivates them to live in a different location. Because as I've always said, incomes are absolutely critical for future growth of property because they drive borrowing power, and it's borrowing power combined with emotional buyers that push values up in most areas.
Mate, we covered some stuff, but the big question to our listeners is, what did we miss? What did we miss? What is the key pillars or some of the, you know, the quotes that they got the most out of? So if they go to our Facebook page, whilst you're thinking, and let us know what we missed. But I also, whilst they're at the Facebook page, Ben, I'd love for them to tell us who they would like to be interviewed on the podcast for the next 100.
Give us the wish guests. List. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. I think, you know, in terms of some of the stuff that I think we can unpack in the next 100 episodes, I want to spend a bit more time on supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to, and we've got some work happening in that space, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we potentially will have a tool available for our listeners. We're going to bring in our Senior Director of Research, you know, Jeremy Shepherd, who's a critical part of what we do in our business. So we're going to introduce him to the listeners around, you know, the supply and demand story, so you can get a better insight. And really, you know, if I was to summarise that, it's just about not buying in the wrong location. You've heard me talk about the 80-20 principle, 80%, and you just heard it on the highlights reel. So from that point of view, it's really important that we understand that. And the other things I think we'll get to is also starting to talk more about the area strategies and the yield strategy. So capital growth strategies, area and property, I think, you know, which is in the book. You know, small plug for the book. If you haven't read the book, go out and get the book. Very kind. We've, you know, I think we've sold over 6,500 copies of the book.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a good news story, which means, again, it's all about that education piece. $30 for a bit.
We get a lot of clients who tell us that they pick up the book at the airport.
Yes.
And then they jump on the plane and then they read it and use it as good time. So if any of our listeners are going in a taxi or something on the way to the airport, that's probably a good use of time.
I've had some old school mates that I went to school with who've also said picked up the book and had a read. And you know, it's very easy. It's very easy to understand. It's not too complex. We don't get, you know, too over the top with technical things. We just try and keep it simple. Because I'm pretty stupid, so that's why you got to keep it simple.
Well, mate, I would defend you if you weren't a Collingwood supporter. That's probably my biggest heckle for the last 100.
Well, that's the other tattoo I've got on me back, mate. You know, all the different premierships. How many have we got?
Did you spell it right?
How many have we got? I had the guy spell it for me. I couldn't spell it.
I believe you. So we're getting to that pointy end where we're going to announce the winner, Ivis.
Oh, we do.
We're going to announce the winner. So basically, folks, for those of you who didn't get a chance of the Facebook giveaway, where you're going to meet with Ben and I.
Getting access to us.
Whoever you could tag on the Facebook to try and just spread the message, Ben.
Yep.
Some people said they might get annoyed by that. The intention was just essentially to try and expose the podcast to as many people as we could. And there was a standout winner.
There was. He has done the job. And so, drum roll, please. Who is it?
Stuart Jackson. Stuart, you did a terrific job and we appreciate everything you did to spread the word. So
if you could private message us and give us some details, we will reach out to you or just email Ivis, info@thepropertycouch.com.au, so that you can we can tee up a time that we can catch up with you and we'll let the listeners know how it went. We won't divulge confidential stuff, Ben, but we'll let them know how that went. So we thank everyone who contributed to that campaign to try and tell as many people as we possibly could about the Property Couch.
So a few hours with us to sort of unpack. There we go again. Got to keep that word up there. Unpack a situation and give us some guidance and some takeaways in terms of what you should be doing.
Yeah. Love it. So Ben, hopefully we've helped a lot of people, but we plan to help a hell of a lot more people, don't we, for the next 100?
Totally plan to help so many more people.
But I guess one of the things we need to remember is that, you know, as Jim Rohn famously said, if you let your learning lead to knowledge, you'll become a fool. But if you let your learning lead to action, you'll become wealthy.
Oh.
So if people are listening to our podcast for the 100, they can recite everything that we've said and they know all of our principles, but they haven't done anything, Ben. Jim Rohn said it, it's not me.
Say it again. You'll be a fool. I love it.
If you let your learning lead to knowledge, you'll become a fool. If you let your learning lead to action, you'll become wealthy.
Oh.
So that's our invitation to every listener. If you've absorbed everything that we've talked about, we've had people who have written in and said they've done four laps, Ben, four laps through the episodes.
Brilliant.
You've got to put it into place.
Oh, you know, leading on what you were just talking about there, I used to sign off on some of the old newsletters that I used to write, were saying, knowledge is empowering, but only if you act on it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And so that speaks true to that point. It's no good in having all of this knowledge, because if you don't do anything with it, then technically it's not going to be of any use to you. So, you know, from that point of view, really excited about the next 100 episodes.
Mm.
It's looking really good. We really haven't given away any new gold today, but that's all right. We've been
well. It was for one of the remember one of the guys in the letter said us that we don't do any summaries. Today was the 100th.
The 100th summary.
It was the summary of the first 100 episodes. So,
what was your favourite episode, mate?
My favourite episode. Wow, there's so many.
Question without
notice. I probably think the episode 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Because it laid the pillars of. Because everything sprouted. Whatever we talk about, you can reference it and anchor it back to one of those pillars.
Yeah.
But geez, if you listen to us back then, we were a bit ordinary, weren't we?
Well, you mean we've improved?
Well, we're just a little bit more.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't even know what we're doing. We're a little bit more something.
Yeah. Well, actually, fill in the blank. Here we are. We've got another microphone. Yeah. Like back in the day, we used to use a little Samsung handheld phone. And now we use a proper microphone that we stand around, which you know some of you might have seen.
It's either at the sound desk or on the property couch. So yeah. It's
so we've come a long way. We've even got you know a light on, you know. So
light on.
You know, there's lights.
We have come a long way with lights on,
as opposed to in the past.
I'll tell you another place where we've come a long way, Ivis, and that's the sign off. But we're retiring.
We are. We're going to move into something a little bit more exciting.
Yes.
More. Property centric.
Yes.
So, but should I share that now? Or should
We might introduce it next week.
Yeah, good. Happy with that.
But we are looking to add value to our listeners.
Yep.
We are looking to add massive value as a takeaway. So we're looking to do that next week. So stick around next week for that.
Yeah.
But Ben, final sign off.
Well, no. See, we're not closing it off before we have a little couple of bits of, you know, a couple of words of wisdom from Ivis.
Well,
I've been on this. I continue to keep pushing. Or have you got something
for me? No, mate. Like no, I just, right, I'm interested
cause you know
to
what
see
I'm
how
like.
You're going to get that to happen.
We have a rough framework and I completely ignore it. So don't ignore the frameworks that we give you on the podcast, but Ben will just ignore all the frameworks that we have for the show.
So Ivis, let's see how many of the 100 episodes you've actually listened to. All right, so we'll do this together. So,
all right, now can we
do all right, folks.
Yeah, come
over
on.
To you.
Ivis, you've got to do it. Oh, there's it. You've got to come closer to the mic. Come on, you're the producer.
She's gone red.
Just ready? Tell everyone what was your favorite, and I'm actually wrestling her as she's coming to the mic. What was your favorite episode? Talk up. You know, they need to hear you.
The scarcity one.
The and that's all we're going to get.
Yeah.
That's it. She's off. She's gone. So we got the scarcity one. So everyone can check that out. That's Ivis's
I think that's the best we'll get, Ben.
I think that's it. Yeah, we're getting... She's like... Stig? Well, you've just got a sample of the Stig.
But what the listeners do know is that behind every duo, there's an even better woman.
Yes.
And, I don't want to go into any dangerous ground there, but is amazing.
There's always she front of house, amazing. And then there's, you know, great... Things that happen also have great people back.
Ivis is amazing. So she's been with us for 100. So yep, thank you, Ivis.
And we got a little gift.
We did. We'll put it up on.
Absolutely. She was very sweet, wasn't it?
It was.
I love them.
Go to Facebook, folks, and see what that gift was. We won't say what it was, Ben.
No. Just very nice, and I'll be wearing them often.
Oh, so speaking of where you'll be wearing them, Ben, it's the Property Buyer Expo in Melbourne.
Quickly,
so if you want to know what Ben will be wearing to the Property Expo in Melbourne, February 24 and 26 at the Convention Centre.
Come and meet us.
Or Jeff Shedd. Yep. To get a free ticket, Ben, TPC 2017.
On our website?
On our website, thepropertycouch.com.au. Absolutely.
So we'll get the link up.
We'll get the link up there.
Free tickets to come and learn more about property. So it's not just obviously us talking. There's some other great speakers who are on the show as well.
We're going to have a Property Couch booth.
Yes.
So people can come talk to us about the Property Couch.
Totally.
You and I will be chatting on stage.
We will.
I'm going to do the $2,000 a week talk. You're going to be talking about the game of investing.
I believe so. That's, I think, what's on the agenda. So, yeah, that's all good. And there's obviously some other, you know, speakers as well who you can take some information away and put all that into your processing and work out exactly what's the right strategy for you.
And for those of you who haven't receive the Money Smarts to celebrate Australia Day, just go to thepropertycouch.com.au. It's on the homepage, Ben. It's very easy to get it. Money management is the cornerstone of property investing. And if you're listening to this and on that Jim Rohn talk topic that we were talking about before, if you haven't downloaded the Money Smarts report, you must. Go to thepropertycouch.com.au and get that.
And I think we can do a bit better also. I think what we'll do in the coming months, because after my little back operation, what we'll do is we'll do an educational video to sort of show how you set it up.
Okay.
So there's obviously the fact sheet, but we'll actually make it even easier. We'll put it into simple terms where we can do a demo video so people can have a look at that. So there's something to look forward to in our next 100 episodes.
Mate, sounds very money smart to me. So Ben, you are going to retire this segment today.
I am.
But before you do...
What's that, Cobber?
Let's remind ourselves... Let's remind ourselves of your top five sign-offs to date.
So until next week...
Arrivederci.
It sounds like that's our sign-off, so arrivederci. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Scots.
That's it, the sign-off.
Sorry, this, no, that's the language.
Oh, no, you even said it Scottish. Eh?
Now I'm going to try and do it in Scottish accent. Okay, so here we go. There's a few to go. There's the first one is goodbye. The second one is bye. The third one is bye for new. And the fourth one is see you later.
See you later.
See you later.
I'm impressed. Any Scottish listeners?
A little Scottish accent there as well.
We've got one client who's Irish, so he might give us some feedback. I know Stephen Fox, but there you go.
It's a moonlik nik tanik.
Indonesian.
Here we go.
So, salamat tinggal. Salamat tinggal. Tinggal. Tinggal.
Yeah. Obviously.
Salamat.
I was just giving you the slight sort of hand wave.
She's so that's like, 50-50. Musari. I love the way sort of hyphenated this out for me so I can pronounce it. Musari Mushaha. Musari Mushaha.
Well, seeing as it's hyphenated out, we've got to be impressed.
Yeah, oh, that's not bad, is it?
One more.
Translated to stay well now that we are parting. Stay well now that we are... That's beautiful, isn't it?
Mate.
Stay well now that we are parting.
Where's
the thing that we are parting? Punjabi.
Punjabi. That's
Punjabi.
We're going to India.
We're going to India. Punjabi. Well, this could be... This is an attempt at humour.
That's about all the problems there, right?
Sati Riki Akulkhlir Milani.
That sounded, mate, for the first time, it didn't sound French.
No, it's very much Indian.
Ivis just waxed you over
That's what's wrong with that. I'm trying to do the Indian language.
Trip down memory lane for those. Did you enjoy those?
Oh, mate, it was, yes. That's how embarrassing it was, you know. But it morphed into something there.
Into something.
I said sayonara. Or,
well, it's just showing two sides of you. You're an absolute genius on one end and you're
pumpkin on the other.
Well, no, I think you did really well. So, now... Last one.
Last one. So, obviously, Australia Day.
Where's Ganga?
100th episode. So, I thought we would go for...
I wonder if Ivers can cut out on the patio the Gangjang song at this point.
Honestly. Yeah, I reckon bring it in. Gangjang out on the patio.
Yep.
We sit and the humidity's on.
We breathe. Did we just do a duet?
Okay, so Australiana. Australiana, mate.
You're going to sign off Australia.
I'm going to sign off an Australiana, mate.
Right. See you later, alligator. Yeah. Don't forget your toilet paper.
I love that one. As a kid, we used to say that one.
Yeah.
See you around like a rissile. See you around like a rissile. That was probably one of the better. If you've got any better ones than that, let us know. Post them up on Facebook. But I'm going to say, see you around, mate. See you around like a rissile.
I love it. There you go, folks. 100 episodes. 100 not out. Ben's final sign off. Is see you around like a rissole. So until next week, folks, see you later.